This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 333, how Juliana nixed listening nightmares and got an 8.5.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll meet Juliana, a Three Keys student, and learn how she increased her listening and writing scores by more than a whole band point. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have an amazing special guest today. Her name is Juliana, and she just got, incredible IELTS scores. Before we tell you those scores, which you're going to be super impressed by, Juliana, can you introduce yourself, please?
Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Juliana. I am from Brazil. I am 29 years old, and I work as a digital marketer, and I am planning to go to Canada. So this is why I was focused on IELTS.
Cool. Awesome. When are you planning on going? I mean, you have your scores now that you needed, and now there's still a lot more to do, right?
Yeah.
Do you have definite plans of when you're going to move to Canada?
Well, my plans are moving probably in the next 6 months, I guess, because we need still a few $1,000 in our account.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, that is, it's no easy task, but
yeah,
you're at least you're finished with the IELTS part,
yeah,
right? That's one thing.
That was the hardest part.
Oh, really? Oh, gosh. Well, I'm so glad that's over then. Okay, Juliana, tell us your scores.
Okay, my listening part, I got an 8.5. The reading part, 7.5. The writing part, 7.5, and the speaking part, 7.
Oh my God, those are incredible. Seriously.
Thank you.
Did you know that you were going to get scores that high? Like, did you expect those scores?
Yes, I was expecting for that.
Awesome. I love your confidence. So did you try IELTS before getting into our course?
Yes, I tried twice before starting the course and twice after I started the course. So 4 times total.
And before you took the course, what kind of scores were you getting?
I was getting nice scores, but I was inconsistent. I once got a 9 on reading.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know. I was super lucky.
And then what, but you said they were inconsistent. So did you get a lower score on reading another time?
Yeah, I got a 6.5 on reading other time. And my writing was not very good. I was 6, 6.5. So I needed to get a consistency on this grades.
And then what about speaking and listening? How did you do then?
The listening part was where I was having most difficulties. Because
really?
Yeah, because it's like the easiest part, but I was losing marks.
But that's your highest score this time.
Yeah, because
you got an 8.5.
Yeah, totally. I totally focused on listening, and I say to myself, I am going to nail this.
Awesome, and you did. Yeah. Oh my gosh. What did you get on listening before?
I was stuck with a 7.5. It's a really good grade. But for my immigration plan, it wasn't enough. I needed an 8.
Oh, okay.
It's a really high score.
It is, yeah. So immigration, is that the highest score that immigration requires, is the listening score?
Yeah, they require a 7 on the other parts and in an 8.
Interesting.
And an 8 in the listening part.
And then how did you do on the speaking test before? Were you getting good grades?
Yeah, on the speaking test, I was really getting good grades. I was actually a little disappointed with my last one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what do you feel like made your score a 7? You were expecting higher. So what do you think happened?
I don't know, because I was so confident on the test day. I don't know what happened.
You know, it's terrible to say, but sometimes it does depend on the examiner.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the examiner is just not in the best mood. Like, what if they just had to listen to 10 students who spoke like that all the time?
Yeah.
Like, they're, you know what I mean? Like, they're tired. I don't know. But you still got the score you needed.
Yeah.
So that's all that matters.
Yeah, I thought the same. I was super excited with my listening score because I was having nightmares.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so that was the biggest score increase. Well, writing and listening were the biggest score increases. So let's talk about those. And then maybe if we have listeners who are also just cannot get the scores they need in listening and writing, maybe we could sort of help them out today.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, cool. So let's focus on listening first. Why was it so scary? Why were you getting nightmares about it? Just because you needed the highest score there?
It's really funny because when I was listening to the practice test at home, I could understand everything on the tapes and the model exams, but I was missing marks on super simple things like numbers, spelling.
Oh.
And I was overthinking the answers.
Yes, that is the bane of every advanced student's existence, is overthinking. So what do you think helped from the course? Like just the fact of sort of outlining it, like simplifying it for you, or what strategies do you think really changed your listening game, if you will?
Well, first of all, I guess that the strategy that tells us to pay attention to the questions and really make assumptions. That helped a lot because I used to panic on those maps types of questions because I have a problem with directions.
Oh my God, me too. You have no idea. I seriously, okay, tell me if you do this and maybe I won't feel as badly, but I have to drive to a place seriously like 10 times before I remember how to get there. Like I have to use my GPS for like so many times. Oh God. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. If you are ready to get the same strategies that helped Juliana get an 8.5 in listening, 7 in speaking, 7.5 in reading, 7.5 in writing, if you are ready to learn the strategies to get these scores yourself or even higher, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, so because the listening strategies are the simplest, I think, out of, you know, all the sections. And so it was really just showing you these like concrete steps and really using your mind in an effective way, right? Not using your mind to freak out, but using your attention in focused ways that help. Like you said, making assumptions, right? Yeah. Like that step of predicting the answer, it only takes a second, right? But that really focuses you. Okay, cool. I'm glad that really helped.
Yeah, a lot.
Any other sort of speaking strategies or tips or practice that you think helped?
I think that it's really important to get used to what you will hear on the listening test on the day. Mm-hmm. So this last time, I was so prepared and I was so focused that nothing surprised me. I was following along, listening to the nice British person. And
you know what's funny? Because I read because all the students in our course fill out these like progress checks at the end of the modules. And I actually go through and read all of those. And it's hilarious to me that that is the one thing that like sticks with everybody. Like everybody puts that in their like summaries. Like the nice British person will talk to me. Excuse me.
Okay.
So just knowing what happens, right? Like it's the same, you're going to hear the same thing every week, right? So just get used to it. Okay,
yeah.
Super cool. And then,
Everything that you guys say in the course, it's what happens on the test day. For example, one day I was studying with a book that I had at home, and I was listening to a model test. And then there was a part of the listening exam that the answers were not in order. So I stopped and said, oh,
what?
This is not what happens on the test day. So I dropped it and I say, no, this is not worth it.
Oh, my God. Can I ask what test that was or where you got it?
Oh, it's a famous one with a red and yellow cover. I guess it's Barron's.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah. So guys, be careful.
Yeah.
You know, companies like, I mean, Cambridge, I trust, of course, like because they make the test, right?
Yeah.
But guys, even if it's a name brand, like Barron's, like Kaplan, these guys are just making materials, right? And it's not necessarily test experts. Well, it might be test experts, but not IELTS experts, right?
Yeah.
So you can't just trust the name on the cover, right? Don't judge a book by its cover. Okay. Awesome. And then, so we took away your listening nightmares, and I'm super excited about that. And then writing. So you increased your score by a whole band point, if not a band and a half.
Yeah, whole band point.
So what are the secrets there? How did you do that?
Well, I was especially worried about this part because I write for a living. But I write but I write in my native language, and it's a very different structure. So the moment that I saw your strategies, like building a skeleton for the test, for the text, it really helped because I memorized some of those phrases and expressions to outline my text, and then I would just put my ideas inside it. So it helped me a lot.
That is all you have to do. I think I wrote a blog post about this recently, like trying to come up with magic keys for students, right? Like there are no magic keys, but some of the things we can control and make simple. And this, what you just mentioned, is something that I hear from every student in our course that does really well on the writing test. Like they just do what we say, right? Just don't put it all on yourself. You don't have to come up with like original sort of organizations, because that never works. That's confusing.
Yeah.
And like you said, like don't depend on the construction from your first language, because it's probably not the direct way that we communicate. It's not going to be the same. So all you need is a simple template, right? Like, don't, I don't know. Like we already said, don't trust some of the books, but also to be honest, like, don't trust some of the teachers in the courses either.
Yeah.
Because if they're making things too complicated, you know, like asking you to write like three different kinds of essays with like, I don't know, five paragraphs, six paragraphs, whatever. Like, that's ridiculous. You just need organization for four paragraphs. Okay. So would you say that's what helped you the most? Like, that was the biggest game changer for you, were these templates?
Yeah, they were the biggest game changer for me because before the Three Keys course, I made a full-time course here in my city. It was, I guess,
oh, really?
8 hours. Yeah, I did it in 2014. And I have this teacher, and she gave me a terrible feedback about my essays, and
oh goodness,
they were awful. I tried to improve, but my first score were like a 6.5. So, and I was very disappointed because I asked the teacher about the test, and she said, "Oh, I don't know, because I've never applied for IELTS." And I was like, "What?
What? Why is she teaching it then?"
Yeah.
There should never be a time that your teacher says, "Nah, I don't know," if you ask them questions about IELTS. Oh my God, that's horrendous. And it was like an 8 hour, like, intensive class or something.
It was 4 Saturdays morning, I guess.
Oh God.
2 hours each.
That is a sad and expensive waste of a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Like, that's not okay.
Oh my God, there's a train passing here.
That's okay.
If it gets too loud.
I did hear it a little bit, but background noise is good. That means we're real people. I mean, shoot, our listeners hear my dog bark all the time. It's, you know, it's life.
Okay. It gets really, really loud.
Well, you know what? That's okay, because that actually is a good sort of signal sound for reaching the end of the episode. I think that's a sign.
Okay.
I'm really pleased with what we covered today as far as the specific things that helped you raise your listening and writing scores most of all. Are there any last tips or any last sort of advice or motivation or ideas that you think would help our listeners pass this IELTS exam?
Oh, okay. Well, I guess it's for me, it's funny because I finished my things with the IELTS exam, but I won't stop studying English because I want to move to an English speaking country. And
of course, yeah.
I have changed all my entertainment, everything, every TV series and movies that I watch in English with English
awesome.
Subtitles. I listen to English podcasts. I read native news. So it's a very natural now for me to understand and to write and to have a nice vocabulary. So I guess
that's excellent.
This makes a really big difference for people who live in countries where English is not spoken by other people. So this is my this is my tip. Change everything in your your cell phone language, everything in English.
I love that. Like, it goes back to this idea we have of, like, control what you can, right? Like, it is in your power, regardless of the country you live in, it is in your power to immerse yourself as often as possible. And that was a message from another student we interviewed from our course that did so well. I'll link to that in the blog post for this. Excellent. Excellent last words of advice, Juliana.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, congratulations and good luck on your imminent Canadian adventure. And thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Well, I am the one who should be thanking you guys, because it's amazing. I am so happy.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure. We want to do that for everyone.
Okay.
Okay, awesome. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, Juliana.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.